It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Brady under center. Fires down the middle. He throws a long ball wide. Throws down the left seam for Gronkowski. Touchdown, 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 Patriots.
Tom Brady plays on one station in Boston. 98.5, the Sports Zone.
The latest sports news,
and for Tetra and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
And hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good evening, and welcome to Foxborough's Gillette Stadium for this Week 6 encounter, a Thursday night affair between the 5-0 New England Patriots and the 2-3 New York Giants.
How do you get into my state to kill? How do you get into my state to kill? I need a fill of violence to bust up the silence for real. Traumatized, thinking to hide how I feel.
I started thinking about the Giants.
Kicks it back out to the front for the Giants. Left to give to Bolden. He runs it left. Brandon Bolden across the goal line into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Brandon Bolden, for the first time in his career, has scored a touchdown in three consecutive games. 13-0 New England.
Fellas, on tonight's Super Six is, how many touchdowns will Tom Brady throw tonight?
I'm going to go with three, and he's going to have one of those QB sneak reach-over touchdowns, too.
It's a quarterback sneak surging forward. He's in for a touchdown. Tom Brady going over his left guard as a touchdown, New England. His second of the night.
Trump's sighted against.
Jones takes the snap. Patriots with a blitz. And a throw to the right. Caught in the flat by Hillman. Nowhere to go. Jamie Collins is there. Whoa. Ball came loose. Picked up by Van Noy. To the 10, to the 5. Diving to the pylon. Touchdown. Kyle Van Noy launching, reaching out with the right hand and hitting the pylon. Grabs, intercepted, Daron Herman. Stephon Gilmore picks it off of the Patriots. The fourth time they have started with six wins. As they beat the Giants 35-14.
The Sports Hub, we're touching and Rich. Yesterday, my right arm became numb for like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to think I was having a stroke.
Oh.
And then started to panic, go into a complete panic.
What happened? Was that from working out? Or
I don't
know.
It's happening again right now. So I must have pinched a nerve.
You got to get that checked out, man. And I'm not joking. I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, that is a sign.
Were you alone in the house when this happened?
No.
Okay.
But everyone made sure to ignore that I was going through a panic and start bothering me. And getting mad when I wouldn't help with Miles' homework.
Yeah, you gotta...
You're not helping. I'm freaking out.
Did you explain exactly what the problem was? And Stephanie kind of like, oh, all right, whatever.
I said, I'm freaking out. My arm's numb. Help Milo. No, I'm freaking out.
She's just falling on the ground.
I was too scared to fall on the ground.
That'll teach you.
But But it's like in my triceps, so I think it is something pulled.
All right.
I can't, I lift too much weight.
Where's Dr. Zona? Just knock that thing out.
He ain't touching me, because the last thing, he cracked my back, and maybe that's why this is going on.
Could be.
Cracking your back's supposed to help you, supposed to give you a release, loosen you up.
Have you guys ever gotten, like, numbness in your hand from working
yes,
out?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, how long did it last?
A couple minutes, and then it went away. Yeah, like your hand feels, like, tingly.
It just went off like an hour.
I get it in these two fingers, the last two.
I'm probably having a stroke just when I started cleaning up my act. Gonna get a stroke. I mean, the only cool thing about it is that Billy Squire. Bob Sosi's hot takes are powered by Bigelow Tea. If you want to know what keeps Bob's voice in peak condition, it's his hot cup of Bigelow Tea before every game. Good luck with that helping with your stroke. Hot takes and hot tea, Bigelow Tea, tea proudly. How happy would Nick be if I got a stroke?
Why would Nick
be? And then I Googled like symptoms of a stroke, and it said you get blurry eyes.
So someone would find you in a pile in your bed.
No, it says your eyes get blurry, and then so immediately I thought my eyes were blurry.
And Nick's just going to wait for you to crap yourself until he helps you?
I won't crap myself. I'm too much of a...
pictures and everything.
Nah, I'm too proud to crap myself. I'm not like Nick who just gave up.
Bob, you ever crap yourself?
If I'm on a desert island, I build a boat and get out of there. If Nick's on, he gets in the fetal position, he just starts pooing himself.
Care to comment?
Is it my turn?
Yeah, you're up.
So you ever crap yourself?
I'm sure probably before I knew better, and probably will someday.
You've never
road,
been so hungover that you made a mess?
No. Wasn't unless I was hungover on baby formula. But no, it's been a while.
You drink, Sos?
Do I drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah. Would you get that before the games?
I'm not just a Bigelow teetotaler, Fred. Yeah. Usually after the game. Got home last night and had a nice Bissell Brothers just to celebrate the win and helped to wind down after the game. Good main brewery.
Y'all hopped up after the game?
A little hopped up, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Did you know what the hell Zolak was talking about when he started going into heirloom tomatoes and cheese?
Brady has his list of do's and don't eats, and he does hate strawberries. Apparently, hated the smell of them as a kid, and then he has a list of other things that either lead to inflammation that he doesn't eat or fight inflammation that he does consume.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with why he was doing that.
Yeah, he was sending a shout out to our show.
I just try to stick to what I know. That's beyond me.
All right. Well, what you do
you
know...
stepped all over it.
I stepped all over myself on the air, that's for sure, including on this show. So,
all right. Well, we'll turn to what you are comfortable talking about, and that is what happened last night. And is it as bad offensively as it looks on TV? Because, I mean, that first half was about as bad as it gets. Brady seems frustrated, and they were able to put up points yesterday, but we know that Giants defense isn't in any great shake. So what do you take from the offensive situation?
Yeah, it's amazing to me. At some point late in the second half, Zoe asked, wait, what are Brady's numbers? And because Mark Capello, our producer, and I both have our laptops open and have the stats right in front of us. And I looked at the stats, and he had two. At that point, I think he had about 240 yards, 250 yards passing. I was like, well, how did he accumulate that much? And then, of course, he finished with another 300-yard game. And they were playing with two rookie free agent receivers, one of whom was a Division II defensive back until he was signed by the Patriots after a workout and made the team because he was a return man. And the only option they had is a punt returner other than Julian Edelman. And the other guy, of course, was a former quarterback in college. And to think that they still scored 35 points, granted with 14 from special teams, and defense, it's amazing to think that, you know, that offense, the way they finished, and like you said, the way they started, I mean, they're having trouble in every area. They have Julian Edelman, another 100-yard game for him. The Giants played a lot of zone, and I think that enabled the Patriots to get going offensively a bit. But if they take out a team that decides they're going to play man-to-man against those receivers, and with a tight end situation, whether it's in the passing game or try to block, whether it's pass protection or run block, compounding the offensive line issues, they're a team that they need to find either some healthy bodies to help or some guys maybe from the outside that come in. But it's still amazing, 6-0. You know, we lament all the deficiencies of this team, and yet as soon as the game ends, my counterpart from the Giants, Bob Papa, who's been around the league for a long, long time and covers the league pretty extensively for satellite radio, said, "I'll see you at the Super Bowl." So everybody else around the league thinks the Patriots are in great shape and still rolling, and yet here locally, and you know, I think with ample reason, we see a lot of the potential pitfalls for this team.
His defense was great again last night, Bob, but you know, as dominant as they've been, is it because of the quarterbacks they've been playing, teams they've been playing, or are they really this good?
Well, the teams they've been playing, you know, certainly nobody's going to make the case that they've played against a pantheon of quarterbacks and offenses that are going to, you know, put a lot of people in Canton. But that being said, what impresses me is beyond all the statistics and the numbers that they've compiled defensively is the effort you get on every play. And I think you see a lot of really good teams that take on opponents that aren't very good, and you don't see the consistent effort down-to-down, play-to-play, series-to-series. And for the Patriots, you're getting that from the start of the game to the end of the game. There's no doubt this defense is legit. Now, are they as dominant as they've been through the first six games? Will they be when they face Deshaun Watson and the Texans, when they face, if they're healthy and they have all their skilled players available? Because their offensive line is making that offense a lot better than it has been in the last couple of years. When they face Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, assuming that Tyreek Hill comes back and has an impact, and you know, they get their running game going a little bit, and LeSean McCoy can be half the player he used to be for them down the road, and they fix some of their offensive line problems. And some of the other better offenses that they're going to face by the end of the year and in the postseason. But right now, you know, they can only control what they can control. They have no say over the schedule, as we know. And they're doing what they can do, which is completely take these offenses apart, confuse these rookie quarterbacks, and, you know, they're feasting right now. Five takeaways last night, if you include the block punt, and a scoop and score. This defense is producing points and not allowing points.
Tomatoes.
Just thought you'd like to know that.
Is that a take on the Shaughnessy tomato can?
although that's fairly appropriate for
good,
last night.
But yeah. No, that wasn't.
Do I need to pay more attention? I need to listen more. Apparently,
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, you do. Okay. Real
you're
quick,
always trying to justify every drop.
Final question.
Yeah, you bet.
What are you hearing about Josh Gordon? I mean, it looked bad on TV, although he was back out. It didn't play, but wasn't he like on a bike? Did I hear that? I didn't
yes,
see it.
He was riding the bike.
Okay, okay. So, what are you hearing about Josh Gordon? Because if he's not playing, I mean, this team's going to have to make a trade or get somebody in.
Well, I think even if he is playing, you know, they've got to make a move at one position or the other, whether it's to bring somebody in as a receiver who can get downfield and at least help to dictate some coverage and give them another option, or a tight end that can be a factor in both, like I said, both the passing game and the run game. Gordon was on the bike for a long, long time last night. In fact, I said the same thing as Beadle at varying points. Jim Louth noted, Jim's sitting in the back of the booth, and every time there's a break, said, Gordon's still on the bike. And I think both of us made some kind of a reference to the Tour de France. And, you know,
it looked
like he was in the Pyrenees on the sidelines for the past, but a good sign because it did not look good at all. When he went down, that was a very scary play.
All right, Bob Sosie.
Hey guys, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much.
If I'm not crapping on myself, nice to have people crap on me on the radio. I appreciate it.
I don't think Fred's crapping on you. I didn't crap on you at all.
No, I don't know.
He's just obsessed with
tomatoes.
Maybe he slipped that in during the first half of the Jet game.
All right, so Bob Sosie, right. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
sir.
Bob. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right,
there
we'll talk
you
to
go.
You soon.
Bob Sosie. Bob Sosie.
We have a guest coming up in a few minutes who last time he was on, it was hysterical because for some reason, Patriots fans got really up in arms about a simple story that he told about something that happened to him.
He just ran into a guy like by accident and it blew up.
It was one of the more astounding breaks that I did not expect people's heads to explode the way it did. But my goodness, and poor Jim Brewer is on the other end of all the Twitter back and forth too. But it was one of our favorite guests that we've had, and he is going to be in studio with us in a moment, Mr. Jim Brewer.
Right, Jim Brewer in studio. We'll be right back.
In Boston or out of town, Boston's Home for Sports is on your phone. Listen live or download an original podcast. 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's an app. The Sports Hub.
Tusher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich. I didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub with Tutcher and Rich. Jim Brewer. Live and Let Laugh Tour is tonight at 7:30 at the Wilbur.
We're back.
That is a healthy sounding cackle.
Well, no, it's the it's ever since I got hit in the nose, like essentially, like something someone will fly apart.
Oh, sure, you got all those weird ass nose hairs just knocking into each other and effing up your game.
Broke my nose 85 times. Tickets, this isn't broken. No, tickets are available at the Wilbur box office or at thewilbur.com.
What'd you do to your nose?
I was in a gang fight. No, my son hit me with a baseball. We were playing catch, and I
you missed it.
And I missed it.
Wow, that's...
Not missed it. It ricocheted off...
The glove?
Of the glove. And it was dark, and it ricocheted off the glove. He's left-handed, and it has this spin to it. Like, it breaks a little bit, and it broke, and it hit me off the... He's left-handed, and it hit me off the glove, and then nailed me in the face.
When you say it was dark, what do you mean? Were you playing in a warehouse and no lights?
No, we were playing
like dusk
in a dark room. I was developing some photos, and we decided to play catch. No, it was getting dark. It was
throw
dusk.
It as fast as you can, son. I'm no pussy. Yeah, you don't know what you're dealing with. Dad can take a punch.
No, but no, it was like getting dusk. It was getting dusk.
Yes.
And then he threw. And you got kids. They hit you in the face with stuff.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, you got to take
smash in the face with things.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I know how to, did it bleed?
Yes.
It was a hardball.
Yeah.
That's how I broke my nose hardball. Pop fly. We're playing and I'm looking up and it's in the neighborhood, it's in the trees. Pow.
Oh.
I never got a fix, so if you look.
Oh, same with me.
Yes. I got a complete turn.
Same with me.
Underneath.
If you look, my nose is crooked as hell. I got hit with a pool ball. And then, you ever have a friend who has like a brother from like another father?
Yeah, of my whole family.
Okay, so, all right, so like they're like 20 years older than everyone?
My whole family.
Okay, so how much that guy generally is a degenerate. So what, because the mother really hasn't caught her footing until the second husband.
So, or the fourth, like in my case.
Okay. Ahead. Well, fair enough. So this guy's like, oh, and he used to drive around with a keg in his like Camaro and then put the tube to the driver's side. And they used to sit there and drink in the car. I mean, total Detroit Hesher downriver. And like my note, like a ball skipped and hit me in the nose and it was like pouring blood. He's like, come on, man, don't go to the doctor. I'll get that thing. And he just goes, pop. And then he popped it, and it made it like this.
Oh.
Yeah, and so then I got in a fight where I got jumped and got kicked by a bunch of guys.
Ooh.
And they took me to the doctor after I went to the hospital and everything. Like, a couple of days later, I went to a doctor, and they just sanded it. It was like a sander, like a metal sander.
So you were like a World Star video before they came out.
Oh.
The ones where you go, oh, my God, the horror of that guy.
People have
sleeping
said,
doesn't know people are kicking him.
Yeah, sure. The thing is that... People always say I've never met anyone more proud of the times that they've gotten their ass kicked. There's no story where I'm on top. It's just there's no story where I win the day. Mm-hmm. It's always just a beating.
Well, one of our favorite things that we had a couple of years ago was when you were on the phone with us and you talked about how you met the
Deflategate
guy.
Oh, I already know where you're going. Yes.
Okay.
I even got his damn email.
Okay.
You got an email?
You got his email from him?
Yeah, but I ain't going to show you, but I'll show you the email. That's how do you understand? I hated with foaming mouth, hated the people up here that didn't believe in the things they were saying. Like, I wanted to rampage.
Okay.
Why would I make some?
Okay. Let's tell
you
story.
Need that
let's
for just, support.
What do I need?
Let's just recap because a lot of people may not have heard the story, but I was even fascinated by the aftermath too. And I saw on Twitter how all these people started tweeting you, calling you like a liar.
Yeah.
So, okay, you went on vacation.
Here's it out. I'm on vacation. I'm at Just for Laughs. It's called Just for Laughs. Their first time doing it in Florida. I mean, in Florida. In Mexico. Mm-hmm. It's. I brought my wife, my kids. I'm with Pete Corielli.
Tom Herrera.
He's
all a pound story.
Blonde guy. He's very much like Jerry Seinfeld. He talks like Jerry. Okay. Whatever.
Observational comedy.
And a juggler guy, whatever. I go to the gym, right? Because it's raining. Mm-hmm. They have this big, gorgeous gym. So it's just me in there. And there's this hole upstairs. And this big guy, and all over, nonstop, deflate gate. And I'm just going.
This is how much longer after Deflategate actually happened? Like maybe like a month?
No, this was.
Because that story went on forever.
I want to say, and I got to get my facts right because Percy says January, or it was in March. I want to say it was late winter, early, either February, March, somewhere
around. That sounds right.
If you tell me the guy's name, I'll be able
John
to
Jastrzemski.
Get you.
John Jastrzemski. John Jastrzemski.
Okay.
Yeah, there was never a point where the fan base here was more annoying.
John.
And by the way, that's an unsolved mystery to this day. Nobody knows where John Jastrzemski is.
He's completely
he's one of the Flake guys. Nobody knows.
Well, here's what happened. So this big guy, young guy, comes down the stairs, and he comes walking up to me while I'm like doing flies on the pulley machine. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "What do you think of all this?" And I went, honestly, I don't care. Do we need this much news? I go, you still got to catch the ball and deflect the ball. I mean, I don't get it. Yeah. And he goes, I'm the guy. I went, what do you mean? Because I'm the guy. Like, me and my wife are here. Like, we're getting death threats. I'm like, wait. What do you mean you're the guy?
Yeah.
And he started telling me, I'm the guy with the balls and Brady and Brady's. He went on and talked about how amazing Tom Brady was and the things he set up when he wanted play tickets and he was in California, whatever he did. He really took care of him and his family and this and that. And then his wife came down the stairs. And then she started talking about the death threats they were getting and they're afraid for their lives and this and that. And he went on to say things like, we're not allowed to say anything. And so frustrating to hear all this stuff. And the Patriots are, they said they're going to take care of the situation, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whoa, dude, you got to write a book. And we sat there for over an hour and a half just sitting, talking with him and his wife. And I invited him to the show.
Yeah.
He emailed me back. Never saw him. Never heard from him again. And somebody, when I was on some freaking program, like, do you know anything about the Deflate guy? And I just went, oh, yeah. I was, because I don't follow. I went, yeah.
You didn't know how big it was, right?
I said, that guy was, I saw him in the gym. You would have thought. And then you guys
when
heard
we got
out
you on
it.
Right here in Patriots Country.
Yeah, we were the crappy program.
We were the one. Yeah, and everyone started coming after you.
Yeah,
saying that you were lying about all this.
You know, your career is so in the gutter. You got to make this. I got to target New England because you think this is a national thing. Like, yeah, I need this to sell tickets.
Sure.
If you want to play the Hampton Casino.
This is your angle on me.
So you said you got somebody contacted you.
Yeah, at that time.
Oh, this is okay.
But I've never heard from him again.
Okay, so you haven't. So you have his email address.
Yeah.
All right.
Back then.
Okay.
I'll show you. Tell me how to spell last name.
It's Jastremski.
Dude, I'm gonna find it. We're gonna. I don't want to waste it right now. As soon as we hit the break. I'll show you the email.
Okay, so did he tell you what the Patriots were going to do for him? Like when you said that they were going to take care of him? Or?
No, he said they were just constant. At the time.
They tell him to disappear?
No.
Okay.
I didn't hear those words. Okay. Now, again, you're talking about, I want to say, what was that, 2 years ago now? Three years ago?
It's been longer than that. It's like 4 or 5, I think.
Okay. I just remember him and his wife being extremely stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was going on saying, this is all he's ever done his whole life.
Yeah.
So how does he get a job after this? He can't, he has nowhere to go. No one's going to hire him. He can't, this is his whole life. This is all he lived for.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying at the time, the Patriots keep saying, don't say anything. and just we will let trust us. We got to figure all this out.
Did he say what he did? Like what?
No,
what he actually did with the ball.
Never, okay. never said he deflated anything.
Okay,
he never. But he was responsible for all the balls.
Okay, so what was the backlash? Because we haven't talked to you.
So the backlash yeah. was every, and I just want to say they're just fat, just because that's what I imagine. Every fat dope that doesn't get out of a chair and just lives and breathes Patriots that should not have any mean bone in their body because you're the greatest team in history started tweeting out you this, you're pathetic, your career sucks, this is why, oh, so you make up a story, oh, so let me get this straight. Uh-huh. You're in a gym in Mexico. And then, actually, when I would hear that, I go, that does sound pretty wacky.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Oh, you can't find the guy? I did. You've been searching for him all over the world? Guess what? Look in Mexico, because he's in a gym. And it was a beautiful resort. They uh-huh. just opened up the resort. And the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, and I was part of it. And someone actually, one person, actually tweeted exactly they found his reservation and the place that it was. And I went, see? But of course, that wasn't retweeted a billion times.
Right. I got somebody dug up and found that there was a John Jastrzemski at your resort during those dates that you were talking about.
Yeah.
They went that
dude,
far.
Why would I make this up?
I know.
I don't gain right. anything but nothing. Aggravation from morons that are too fat that have infiltrated their pathetic, small-minded brains.
Sure.
Because you don't want to hear certain things. So you got to take it out on me?
That was like what was going on at the time.
I don't even care what was going on.
It was infuriating is what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you.
I've never seen people more sensitive. And the thing is
either.
Jim's pissed.
I was beyond pissed. I was enraged of the stupidity of humanity in this area because I've been playing here for 25 years. It's one of my favorite places in the world. But the minute that came out,
yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I thought I hated the Yankees. No, I hate anyone from this area that are complete morons think I would make up a story.
Is it an email or a text number?
It's an email.
Okay. Can you email him and just say you want to call
I'm
in?
I'm not going to email you, but I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Because his own privacy. And to be quite right. honest with you, I don't think he even exists anymore because I emailed him even after that day. And I just want you to know, we talked about this.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was this crazy. Never responded.
It is the best disappearing act. Nobody knows where this guy is. Like it's. I mean, honestly, of all the things, and I would think if I was a Patriots fan, I would want to hear the guy talk so at least you would know. I mean, it's over with. You won Super Bowls since then. It's like it shouldn't even matter. Yeah. None of this should matter. Tom Brady did his thing. I would like to know what actually happened. I think that would be interesting as hell.
That'd be a great story.
Yeah, he's
it doesn't take away a Lombardi.
I sat with him for an hour and a half, me, him, and his wife, who's adorable, and we talked about how he should write a book and do all this and, you know, work it to your advantage when it's all said and done. But, you know, I didn't know the world he's in. I don't know. This is big. This is,
I call it
mobster. NFL's mobster. No, every individual team is mobster. You got to be careful. I mean, it's just at the end of the day, that's what it is.
So when you go, when you go up in front of the crowd at the Wilbur tonight, because sometimes this can make for the best comedy.
Yeah.
Do you look at the crowd with some kind of...
No.
Really? With some kind of venom?
No.
Because sometimes
that
can be good.
At that time, I did. I'm pretty sure I played the Wilbur at that time, and I came out with pure venom. And I went off for like a half hour on the stupidity of fans in general. just because you're a fan of a team, no matter what, everything's accepted. You know? It's like, nope, that's didn't. You're just this and that. No. It's like a family member. If your family member broke in, stuck a gun to someone, no, absolutely not. Maybe it was because the store owner. Like, no. No, this is what happened. You're just emotionally tied.
So do you watch, if you see the Patriots now, are you full on?
No, I like the Patriots.
Why? You're a Jet fan, right?
No, I'm a Cowboy fan.
I thought you grew up in New York.
I grew up in New York, but 70s TV. Tom Landry walking back and forth on the... And the offensive line all stands in unison and backs down. And there goes the shotgun. Roger Staubach. That was what I grew up with.
Yeah, yeah.
Randy White, Too Tall Jones.
Too Tall Jones, like 6'5". Like, now if he was playing, he'd be like normal size.
Yeah, I loved the Cowboys growing up. So that's it was the star, the cheerleaders, Tom Landry like a father with the feather in his cap. I mean, that's what I grew up with.
Yeah. So last time you were here, you just half hour of non-scripted stuff.
Beat the snot out of every dope emotionally attached to that situation.
And you battle people on Twitter. Like when they come at you.
Oh, dude, I'm a person. I'm not if you're a little punk ass troll, I'm a punk ass from the street. I have no problem. As a matter of fact, I think I came out here years ago and someone said something on air and I came up and said, get his number. And I hunted that person down.
Oh, you did? So you had a caller call in and call you out.
Okay. Yeah, he said something crazy, and I went, oh, you think you're just going to – you think you're able to hide in your basement with that phone call, with what you said today? I am going to find you, and you're gonna drop a deuce in your pants.
And did you?
Oh,
and
yeah.
What happened? What did you say?
He dropped a deuce in his pants.
What did you say to him?
When he came out of the house – and I can walk on the sidewalk, I will never forget his face.
Oh, really?
Whoa. Yeah, you went to this guy's house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
What did he do? So you pull up to the house.
I'm not going to say what he says because then it's going to open the floodgates for everyone else to do the same exact thing.
Okay.
He just wants to meet you.
Just going to come up with a bunch of headshots.
So you found this person where they lived.
Yeah.
And so tell me.
Waited till they came out of the house. It was great. I had a coffee. I had a bagel, cream cheese, everything bagel. I was so excited. Couldn't wait. When the minute they came walking out, he was coming to work, and I came walking up to him like, hey, man, did you have to say something in my face now? Oh, it's a little different. We're not on radio now, are you? He's like, dude, I was just totally kidding. Like, no, it's not funny. You're going to apologize in my face or we're going down right now. And he was like, dude, I swear to God, you know, this is all I got in life. And I even when I said it, I felt bad. And I think it was funny because my friends were listening. I apologize. I got nothing respect for you. And I just stood at him and I went, all right. Okay. Just know, man, I'm a person. I will. If this happened in a normal situation, you would have. It might not have ended so pretty. That's the difference of the whole, like, going after a person. Just because you're in a public eye doesn't give you the right.
Oh, sure.
To be a douche.
Yeah.
I have no problem coming and hunting you
down.
What
did this person look like?
Fat?
Actually, no.
Okay.
A little bit of a almost like a Guido look about him.
Okay. So like,
I've never seen you this pissed off.
Yeah,
you're legitimately.
Wait till someone's on.
You have not cracked a smile the entire time
you've been here.
Lord,
my bad memory since you showed up. Did you bring up what's his name?
So you
now talking about the less happy.
Were you ready to fight? Like, were you like amped up enough that you were going to fight?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever doxed someone like taking the time to find out who someone really was on Twitter?
All the time.
How do you do that?
You have to know people,
right?
That knows their information, and it sometimes it costs money, but it's worth finding. But I don't do it with Twitter. I don't care.
Right.
You know, I just block you. Right. Facebook, I just block you. Years ago, I would go on your page, take a picture of you, and then expose you to all the fans. I go, hey, this guy likes talking this, that, and that. And this is what he said. And then what I do is I go after his family. So I find out who his kids are, his wife, and all that. And I start going, hey, I don't know if you know about it, but your husband likes saying this, this, and this about people, which is just, I don't know. You seem like a beautiful person and good-hearted. I don't know if you knew your husband was like that. Oh. And, you know, these kind of bad energy, you know, you seem like you have a nice family, your kids. You may not want that energy around your kids because, you know, more people are involved now. And that, you never hear from them again.
Oh, jeez.
No, I don't play those games. I don't like that. I don't play that.
There's been a couple times where...
I'm not Hollywood.
There's been a couple times where people have like sent tweets that were like death threats. It doesn't happen a ton, but it's happened. For some tweets, I immediately sent to like FBI.
Tweets and phone calls.
Yeah. But
you get them?
Well, tweets, not phone calls. Like I get them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but what happens is that whenever like we have to tell, we tell the police, like if it's a death threat, that's
you have to.
So the police have gone to these people. So whenever they go, it's the same story every time. They start crying. They say, don't tell my boss.
Yes.
Don't tell my wife.
Yeah. It's like, no, it's the first one I tell. Because now it's on you. Because here's the thing with trolls.
All right, let's break real quick because we're way behind. All right, let's break and we'll be back with Jim Brewer. A very, very angry Jim Brewer. All right, here are the headlines.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is certainly.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Very, very angry Jim Brewer.
Man, that didn't stop during the break.
Jesus.
You know how good it feels showing that?
Yeah, he showed us the, wow,
he showed us the back and forth with Jastrzemski, who identified himself as the Deflategate guy. Went back and forth. And
not like we doubted him in the first place. Jim Brewer, Live and Let Laugh tour tonight, 7:30 at the Wilbur Theater. Tickets are available at the Wilbur box office or thewilbur.com. So I am fascinated by finding out who someone on Twitter is, because you were getting into it and you were talking about how you can find who someone is on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then so you got to know people, and sometimes it costs money. So it's like a private investigator.
It depends how bad you want to find them.
Yeah. Can you find anybody for a certain amount of money? What do you think? Like
100%.
Fake names and things like that?
100%. I've done it.
Okay.
I've had serious problems with one individual, and you know, you talk to this one and that one, and they go, "Give me a few days, and X amount of dollars, and you got their, you can have bank accounts, phone, everything. You can have whatever you want."
Now, how many people do this? Like, you know, because you obviously are around famous comedians and things, you know,
Metallica, like bands.
You've never heard of it.
No, not until my predicament came up. Like, my predicament came up, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to take this lightly.
Yeah.
And so I talked to one person. I talked to the next person. That person was like, I need this and that and this and that. It's okay. Boom, boom. Next thing you know, it's like, where he deposits his money, where this, everything.
Wow.
Here's the bank accounts. Here's what else you need to know.
You don't have to be specific, but what was the, I guess, the type of
threat or whatever it was? Threat to my family. Like, this person was alluding to raping of children.
Oh, yeah. You got to do something about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I had it. Yeah. So it was that dark.
Ooh.
Yeah,
and they found him.
Found him. He's arrested, the whole shebangle.
He was arrested?
Yeah.
Because of it?
Yeah.
See, people don't understand that. Like, when you're on social media and you say something, it's just as bad as being an actual threat to someone's face.
If you're on the street and you say, I'm going to kill you, or blah, 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 and I'll rape the, or I'm threatened.
You
just made that threat. I don't know what your intention. So, I was kidding. Well, you didn't look like it when you said it.
Yeah.
So if you put it out there in a tweet, a social media, well, it's just as, I can't read personalities on that. So you got to be hunted down and taken care of.
And by the way, even if you don't get arrested, I will give you a heads up that you are monitored not only where you live, but where the person that you did that to lives. And you are on a list, and when you get pulled over, they know exactly what, even if you don't get arrested. It is if you go to the jail, if you get arrested for something else, they know.
Yeah,
you're there. It's there in the computer.
Yep. You're in it, man.
Yep, you're in it.
You dummy.
Yeah, they're so dumb.
You dummy.
They're so dumb.
This ain't hide and seek, you dope.
Yeah, exactly. like the police, even if you go, yeah, you're not arrested. They got all your crap. You're on a list. They know who you are.
It's only a matter of time.
Yes.
It's only a matter of time.
Yes. And there's not been one person who didn't cry. Not one person that didn't cry.
That's my favorite part.
I wonder if the person whose house you went to is listening right now.
God, it'd be great if he was.
617-779.
Dude, they're talking about you right now.
If you'd like to call in, I'd like to hear.
You remember that? Remember you came to work and you were crying like a baby because you said, oh, and you told your tough guy.
Oh, you think he told his friends? Oh, no way.
No, he probably told the friends that you showed up and he, like, kicked your ass.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that sounds right. Totally.
Right. Yeah.
Clearly, my face is still intact.
It's true. You're no worse for the wear.
Oh, man. Okay, so you are doing
God,
a show.
Where do we go?
I don't know where we go from this. You know, there's only one other person I know who did what you did, and what? That was Jeremy Roenick.
Yes.
Jeremy Roenick.
Telling him off air.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big man just walked in.
It's Scott Zolak right there. Scotty Z.
Scotty Z should be in California stomping out wildfires with them feet. God.
That's a boy.
See there?
He was an ex-quarterback for the Patriots right here. What happened to Jastrzemski? Yes, call him. Do you know?
Jim's got his phone up right there. He's showing everybody
what's that?
The email.
You got it? Where is he?
I don't know.
He's around. Why is everyone so scared?
Why is this?
Because they like the guy, and the guy doesn't want anyone to know where he is.
We ran into each other.
I love movies, man. We were like hammered at him. Like, really high this.
Sorry, my half bang.
I like the movies where you're really high.
We met each other in a gym in freaking Cancun in Mexico. Oh, really?
So you're saying that was his wife anymore?
Okay.
She was cute. Yeah. That's a bummer.
That's unfortunate.
Tell him I said hello.
I will.
When's the last time you saw him, though?
A year ago.
All right, tell him I said hello.
He came. Sometimes we pop up and we're doing those shows over there at CBS.
Really? Yeah. Wait, now why is he being taken care of?
I don't know. He just come over and say hi. Like, I'm
friendly. I'm sure that he doesn't want people to know where he is.
He's on witness protection.
See, I think all these years have passed. It would be a good time to talk about it because at least then you could clear.
No, then you rehash everything and all that. No. At the end of the day,
tonight?
Yeah,
nice.
Do you know what your interview would be like with him? He would go.
Remember when you were in Half Baked?
That was awesome. Yeah. He would go. You look high. Remember when you were in Half Baked? And then you go. What are you playing a show tonight? Tell us some jokes.
Are you going to be Half Baked?
Tell us some jokes.
I'm going to go text John right now.
All right. Well, listen, Jim Brewer.
Did we accomplish anything?
Yeah,
sure. Did, right? It was perfect.
It was interesting.
It was.
It was very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of live the dream of going and finding somebody who is trolling you.
Well, that's a fantasy.
I mean, that is.
All of us.
Anyone who's ever been trolled, that's the fantasy.
It's the greatest thing in the world, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. Feels amazing.
Yeah, that is fascinating.
See, because we live in a world of social media, when you face-to-face, you forget we're humans. Face-to-face is a whole different beast.
Sure.
Whole different piece.
But I just read your bio.
What does it say?
Right here. The funniest thing is he said that, it says, later he appeared on ABC's Home Improvement, starring funny man Tim Allen.
God.
Like that, like of all you've accomplished.
Bio?
It was you and Chappelle, which is sad that I know that because I've seen every episode of Home Improvement because I'm
engaged on that show.
I'm getting completely, what's that?
I was getting engaged. It was setting up our spinoff TV show.
You guys were going to do a spinoff?
Yes. And the first show, this is a great story.
You're on Kevin Can Wait.
Yeah.
All right, stop.
This was huge. This was my big break. It was before SNL. Me and Dave are following Home Improvement called Buddies. We're supposed to do 3 episodes on Home Improvement, 6 on ABC Tuesdays. Our commercials were on the air, cover of TV Guide. Widespread in USA Today. Me and my wife pulled over in LA crying, like, I can't believe we made it. I flew all my white trash friends that I grew up with for the premiere. And the week of the premiere, they cut rehearsals short and went home. They're like, yeah, they're you're fired.
Why?
Oh. Like, what? What are you talking about? We made them fired. Like, yeah, it's, yeah, you're out. What? What are you talking about? And so the commercials were still playing while I was already let go. And I saw my whole world just crumble right in front of me. And I never got an answer. They wanted to replace me with a name. And I'll never forget the person that was playing my wife on the show calls up And she was like, oh my God, Jim, I heard what happened. Like, this is horrible. What? I said, I don't know. They said they might replace me like a Brendan Fraser. And she went, oh my God, that would be amazing.
Now, are they going to keep Chappelle?
They did.
So that
show
aired.
It was called Buddies. It was stupid. He's white and talks like this. He's black and eats fried chicken. And he's the mother's really racist. Hi, Dave. I just finished some biscuits and fried chicken.
Mom, come on. It's not like that. We're living in the 90s now.
You know, stupid shit.
So are you kind of glad it didn't happen now?
Oh, it's the best thing that could ever happen for me and Dave. Stupid sitcom.
That is an original premise, though.
Yeah, he's black and I'm white. We're best friends in the world. Stupid. So stupid.
I never knew the home improvement thing was an effort to
Dave off. Was so funny. I was following all orders. Dave would show up late for rehearsal with Tim Allen. Tim Allen was like the king of Hollywood. I mean, there's sushi and the craft show and just all custom. It was unreal. And I remember he kept purposely calling me the wrong name on the show and Dave. And Dave was in front of his crowd. I was like, yeah, man, whatever, two man. He just started like throwing little jabs at him, and the audience started laughing at what Dave was saying. And I was like, oh, wow, Spell, man. I like you.
Because there's part of him, obviously, that just what he's doing now is fascinating because there's nothing anyone can do to him.
What can you do to him?
Right.
What would you, if I said that, I'd be beheaded by now.
Right,
but, sure.
But what is
Chappelle? But it was great because he really isn't. I thought his special was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I thought it was.
It was
it's one of the few people that you can't touch him. I mean, there's you nothing can't you touch can do him. To him.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, you're gonna boycott him. Fine, I got all the money in the world. Why I'll just go to the improv and do it?
But that's another thing. Why? What is so upsetting that a comedian can say that affects your personal life?
Jim, I mean, I don't know.
How tight is that whistle behind you, okay, where the deuce comes out of?
I am getting told that we have to go because we are very, very late.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, it's not you. All right, it's Jim Brewer at the Wilbur tonight.
Trade Mookie Betts to the Mets.
Well, no. So you can flounder.
You can have Noah Syndergaard.
Okay. Oh, all right. Let's talk.
And all right. Nimmo and Noah Syndergaard. We get Mookie Betts, and we have 24 hours to negotiate long-term contract.
Bring Thor to Boston.
I'm all for that.
Thor in Boston would be a savage.
As soon as he came here, though, he'd fall apart.
No way.
Like everybody else.
All right. Everyone have a great day. That'll do it for us. Thank you, Jim Brewer. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.